This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kiss 98.5, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. It's Janet and Nick. 8:31 is the time. We welcome to the show Buffalo Bills great George Wilson. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. I'm excited to be back in Buffalo, in Western New York.
Yeah, did you save coming back to Buffalo once the weather broke because it was a cold winter?
No, I was actually in town for Super Bowl, and I got a taste of some Buffalo winter weather and reminisced about all the snowstorms I endured during my time here. So, I enjoy Buffalo. I always enjoy Buffalo in the spring and the summer because they're more mild compared to the South where I'm from. So,
what was the worst snowstorm you, George Wilson, ever played in at the stadium?
Oh, I'll say the worst one. We played the Indianapolis Colts. I remember it snowed. I started snowing like that Saturday. And I mean, guys were playing in sneakers and cleats. I mean, it was just slick. It was frozen. And then another game, we played the Patriots at kickoff. It was like a balmy 55. Mm-hmm. And throughout the game, the temperature dropped, the wind picked up. And so it ended up snowing. It ended up snowing. I think the temperature dropped almost 30 degrees within the time frame of the stadium, of the game and everything. So, you never know what you're going to get with these great lakes around.
On the phone with George Wilson from the Buffalo Bills, I love that you stay in the conversation with our team because it's always great having you back. Any talk about you coming back as one of the legends again because you did it a couple years ago?
Yeah, I actually came back this past season for a legend of the game, was able to lead the charge, and man, the welcome and the red carpet treatment from the Bills organization and just the reception and the love that I received from the fans going around to the tailgates and just being on the field before the game, hearing the national anthem. And this is the closest I'd been to the playing field since I retired, and I was just so appreciative of that experience, and it was emotional. And it was just a great overall experience, and I appreciate the opportunity and the appreciation that the Bills organization, showed me that weekend.
Yeah. It was cool that weekend that you did come back. The chatter in the building that you were there, everybody loves you. Like, everyone's like, oh, George Wilson's here. It was like a good vibe. So you definitely made a lot of friends your time here in Buffalo. Well done.
Oh, man, it was great. I mean, when I played, I just tried to show my gratitude to everybody who helped make my job a lot easier. So I come in, I talk to the janitors, I talk to the mail lady, I talk to the cafeteria workers. I just say, I always just ask them how they were doing, told them thank you, and just showing that gratitude and that appreciation for the people who work behind the scenes to help make the players job easier and stay focused on what they're there to do. But those are the unsung heroes that makes our lives easier and allows us to be able to do what we love best.
on the phone this morning with George Wilson from the Buffalo Bills. So, George, flag football has become such a conversation, and we'll talk about what you're doing this weekend at Highmark Stadium. But in your years of playing football and growing up, did you ever play flag football?
Only a few times. It really wasn't something that was popular or prevalent. For me growing up in the neighborhood, everything was tackle. You know, we may play tag if we're on concrete or in the drive, somebody's driveway. But, yeah, we tackled everything. So, you know, with the emergence of flag, I think it allows, you know, kids who may be, you know, a little timid, a little undersized, or parents who are a little cautious about the health and well-being of their child, but they still want them to be a part of the game or connected to the game. I think flag has been a great addition to tackle football. It allows more fans to be engaged. It allows more opportunities to play the game. And it's actually starting to create a talent pipeline on many fronts, you know, on AAU circuits and in school teams. And so with the work that the Buffalo Bills are doing to help establish the high school girls flag football program back in 2022, it only started with 20 teams, you know, between Buffalo and Rochester communities. But now we're 3 years later, and now there's over 70 teams in those two markets. And so and there's 200 throughout the entire state of New York. So
the
popularity is continuing to grow. The more exposure that the girls are getting, the exposure that the game is getting, it's going to certainly put this flag football program on the trajectory where it's going to be commonplace across all 50 states over time.
That's incredible. So the Bills are hosting the New York Far West Regional State Games, Highmark Stadium on Saturday. There's an 11, a 1:30, and 4 o'clock game. At 11, you'll see the University of Orchard Park versus Penfield, then Clarence versus Webster Schroeder, and then Pioneer takes on C.G. Finney. So there's going to be these games, and you're actually going to be presenting the trophies?
Oh, yeah, I'll be an honorary captain. I'll be handing out some trophies along with Terrence McGee and Billy Buffalo. It's going to be a great time, and we're really looking forward to seeing the young ladies get out there and compete.
Do you think that you would be able to be dominating on the field if you were to jump in one of these games?
Today?
Like today, yeah, right? Now? Yeah, like Saturday, yeah. I just want to know.
I wouldn't even dare try to do that. I don't need any soft tissue injuries. So, I think the smartest thing for me to do is to be a glorified cheerleader and help just encourage these young ladies.
Okay, so, just wondering.
So we shouldn't plan on seeing you in Los Angeles 2028?
Oh, no. Maybe I can be an ambassador, maybe even a coach. I'll even be a water boy, but you won't see me on the field playing for gold in 28 in Los Angeles.
Can we talk about that, though, with them adding flag football and the opportunity for NFL players to possibly be named to a flag football Olympic team? That's like, I think there's going to be a lot of people that want to be on that team because of the chance of winning a gold medal in the Olympics, which isn't something an NFL player could ever do before.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be able to represent your country, be able to win an accolade like an Olympic medal, I think it's something that most young athletes dream of when they're growing up. And then from the NFL side, as the Roger Goodell and all the 32 owners have continued to work a flawless plan of growing the game from a popularity standpoint, from a financial standpoint, this is in alignment with their vision to make it a global game. You see all the out of the country, you know, the destination games in Europe, and South America. And so the biggest global stage of all is the Summer Olympics. And so to be able to attach the NFL brand with their players on that field, I think it's going to go a long way to furthering that growth. And, you know, to be able to, like you said, have give our players opportunities to win a gold medal for the very first time.
Yeah.
And I think that's only going to make the game more popular, create more opportunities for new fans to be introduced to the American version of football.
But you'd have to have a stop button. And I don't know, once you're trained to tackle, I don't know how you have that stop button to pull a flag off someone.
Well, God, football players are very cerebral, smart people. So you do something, repeatedly with repetition over time, you can make those adjustments. Now, there's always going to be some incidental collisions and things of that nature. But for the most part, you know, guys are going to be able to make that adjustment. They've shown their ability to do that in the Pro Bowl, the new Pro Bowl setup. So I really feel like, if, you know, you see how things are kind of aligning with the NFL moving to the flag setup in the Pro Bowl, and now the addition to flag to the Olympics. I don't think that's by accident. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think there's been ongoing dialogue to try to figure out ways to make the game, you know, safer, create more safer opportunities to play and to do it in a way that everybody feels that they can be a part of the game. So you can do a flag football game in your backyard, in your, you know, in the parking lot, you know, in the field at school. And it just gives you an opportunity for every fan, no matter your age or level of athleticism, to be able to be a part of the game of football.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
George, when you're just a Kentucky guy doing Kentucky things, is there one food that you bring to the party at home that is from Buffalo? Are you like the guy in charge of wings? Is there something that you bring from your time with the Bills back home?
Oh, well, when it comes to wings, you know, your wings, you don't want them to be too big. You don't want those big steroid drumsticks in your basket. Yeah. They have to be the normal size. To me, they need to be well done, crispy, with the crisp skin on the outside, with that buffalo spice right beneath. To me, that's what you have to do. You know, you don't want to, you know, every wing, every chicken wing are not made or cooked equally. So my time here helped me to get that education and have that clear understanding of the difference between a good wing and the rest of them. So
how far would you get on the show Hot Ones, where they taste all the different hot sauces?
Oh, I wouldn't get far. My glass of milk would be gone on probably the first couple
one.
Of wings. Like, yeah, I'm a mild or medium guy. Hot would be like a stretch.
Yeah,
I like to enjoy my food. I don't want to sweat. I don't want to be uncomfortable when I'm eating. So, you know, I would probably keep my temperature gauge more moderate to conservative. I'm not interested in trying to do the one chip challenge,
right?
Or, you know, do the pepper challenges where you're eating all these different peppers. Like, I'm a farmer, so I know a habanero's power. You know, and I have no desire my son, he claims to be, you know, this hot connoisseur, spicy connoisseur. So he's like, Dad, grow me some habaneros. I want to eat them. I grew some for him a couple of summers ago. I'm like, hey, hey, bub, it's time. You know, try them out. Let's go pick one. I pick one for him. He bites into one immediately. He's screaming for some water to help extinguish his palate. And I'm like, you wasted my seeds and my time growing these peppers, and now you're not going to eat them. So yeah, I stay away from it.
So you kept the milk from him and let him just taste the heat because he deserved.
I have a well on my farm that has a endless water, and I just let the water hose run for a while.
Wow,
until he's done drinking. So
that's amazing. What else are you growing on your farm?
Oh, I grow tomatoes, a few different varieties of tomatoes, squash, zucchini, cucumbers, okra, watermelon, bell peppers.
Wow!
I do. I have a nice elaborate garden. I have a little bit more than a backyard garden, but it's very therapeutic. I love getting my hands in the soil and just, you know, reconnecting with nature and grounding myself.
Love
for all our friends in Franklinville, what kind of tractor do you have?
I'm a nostalgic type of guy. So I actually have one of my grandfather's old tractors. I got a Ford 5000.
Nice.
For me, it takes me back to my childhood because it's a tractor that I learned to drive on early. It reconnects me with memories with my grandfather and growing up and working on the property. And so, you know, for me, I haven't upgraded it to the John Deere or anything like that just yet. But eventually, I'm sure I'll have to. But they don't make tractors like they used to. You know, there's a lot of technology in them now, but those old tractors are built for the long haul with, you know, that steel that never deteriorates and breaks like things tend to do these days. But
wow.
George
Wilson, you are a renaissance man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
Now, I know Chris Jenkins is probably, how did we get on the topic of tractors? But let's skip. I mean, we could have you come out as an honorary captain on a tractor at the stadium on Saturday. We could tie this all in as you're one of the captains and trophy givers.
I'm sure they're already working on a sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Make that work.
Yeah. Have you been to some of the games of the high school flag football games? Like, it gets really competitive.
No, this is going to be my first time. I've only seen videos online, but it's going to be my first time going in person. And that's good to hear that the intensity level, the competitive level are not fluctuating just because you remove tackling from it. That's the beauty of the game of football. It allows you to try to impose your will on your opponent. You have to master and you know, battle against your own internal battles. And it just really is just a great way to build life skills and build character. Yeah. So it's great to hear there's a lot of excitement and passion on the field during these games.
Well, in high school football, when teams make it to Highmark, that's such a big deal. So for girls flag football to have this happening on Saturday at Highmark Stadium is such a big deal to play on the field.
Every kid has that dream of playing on the NFL stadium, especially here in Western New York, where the Bills mean everything to this community and to this region. So it's a lot of kids that's going to have that childhood memory come true today by going in the locker room and stepping on the same field and playing on that same field and stadium that our beloved Buffalo Bills play on Sundays in the season.
You didn't happen to see Josh Allen getting on a plane with a tuxedo in his hand, maybe going to the West Coast for a wedding or anything like that, did you? Since you're in town?
No, I didn't see him. I didn't see him at the airport yesterday.
Okay, I was just wondering. And final thoughts, how do you like the new stadium?
Oh, I think it's going to be exciting. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm all about the nostalgia and the old, you know, Highmark Stadium. But to see the size, the mammoth size of the new stadium, a lot of the new technologies that's going to be included in it. I think a lot of fans are going to miss digging the stadium out, getting paid and and you know, being on the front lines, being a first responder to ensure that Buffalo still has their games on Sundays or Mondays. And so, but I do think it's going to be the start of a new chapter, dawn of a new era for Buffalo Bills football. And I'm excited to see what it looks like today when I drive out to the stadium later on. But, you know, I really think that it's really going to match where the team is right now. You know, we've overhauled the team over the past several years, adding some key players and key pieces. And I really think that the stadium is in alignment with where our team and the trajectory of the organization is right now. We're on the ascend, and I really think that great days are ahead for the team and for new memories to be established in that stadium.
Bills Mafia loves hearing what you have to say. George Wilson, welcome back home, because I'm going to call Buffalo your home, because I really feel like it is, even though you're in Kentucky. But we love having you back. Anytime you're in town, give us a call. We'd love to talk.
Well, thank you again, Janet and Nick. Janet, you always were a favorite of mine when I was playing, and I was pleasantly surprised when I heard your voice. Before you even said your name, I heard your voice. I said, I know that voice. I recognize
you know that voice.
And it was you on the other end. So you left your stamp on me, Janet.
Sounds good. Thanks, George. Great talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.